We are heading into the time of year where people give thanks and reflect on their lives. And Marianne has a story of what a nurse heard from patients who were near death. And this can teach all of us what's really important in life, can't it?
Yeah, Bob, I really don't want to be depressing today, but this is really actually enlightening. For 15 years, this nurse whose story I came across experienced the deaths of 300 of her patients, and she listened to their confessions, their revelations, their regrets, and they were all different voices, but they shared the same exact truths. And what came across always was that people are not afraid of dying. They're afraid of not having really lived.
Interesting. So this is what people said on their deathbeds?
Yeah, pretty much. She called it the quiet hour, the fragile space between this world and the next. And at first, her job was clinical, you know, like managing pain and tracking the vitals, comforting the families. But over time, she realized that her real job was to listen, and the patterns were undeniable. So she started writing them down. So here are seven things that just about everybody said in one way or the other. Want to hear them?
Yeah, absolutely. I have pen in hand.
Okay. So the first one is, I should have loved more and differently. So, you know, she says nobody dies wishing that they had been tougher. They wish that they had been kinder. And, you know, she talks about people who say they won the argument, but they lost a lifetime. You know, one World War II veteran who hadn't spoken to his brother in 40 years. So, you know, she says, try this, send the message, make the call. Don't wait for the funeral to express your love.
That's especially true in this time of political debate, isn't it?
Yes. So many families are split up. So many families just now just avoid either talking to each other at all or having much to do with each other. And it's really just such a waste of time. All right. The second one is, I saved my joy for later and later never came. So she tells the story of a man who died 3 months after retiring, never even spending the savings that he built his entire life around. You know, he said that he was so scared of being poor that he just became rich in fear. So she encourages, try this, use the good dishes tonight, book a small trip, let joy become your default, not your reward.
Yeah,
that's so sad, isn't it?
I guess you're going to be suggesting we go to an expensive restaurant tonight. Is that what this means?
No. Let's not get in debt over that.
Let's not go crazy with this.
Yeah, exactly. So the next one is, forgiveness set me free more than oxygen did. So she talks about one woman who fought her last breath, not from fear, but from unfinished pain. And she said at one point, I can't die angry. So when her estranged son arrived, she forgave him immediately. And then breathing calmly, she passed away 30 minutes later. Not forgiving doesn't punish others. It poisons you. You know how that is, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
When you can't forgive a person.
I'm a believer. I'm better at that than you are. Admit it.
You are better at that than I am. Mm-hmm. So one tip is, if you can't forgive in person, put it on paper and, you know, write that letter that maybe you'll never send it, but at least you're getting your feelings out there.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better for sure.
Yeah. The next one is, the best things in life were free and I was too busy to notice. So she talks about a CEO who tells her that he mistook being busy for being alive. So, you know, the lesson here is, unplug for a day. Count how many moments you have that make you smile without screens, without money. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
The next one is, regret is the heaviest thing to carry. So it turns out that the biggest pain we have, really, any of us, is regret. And one patient said, I didn't regret failing. I regretted never auditioning. So maybe you can try listing three things that you'd most regret not doing if you only had one more day to live or something like that.
That's a good idea. I'm still thinking about the best things in life were free, and I was too busy to notice. Boy, that is so true, because we're all on our phones too much.
I know. The next one is, presence is the greatest gift that you can give. I really believe in this one so much. You know, one father admitted to her, I was always somewhere else, even when I was home. Presence isn't just being there. It's being awake when you're there. So, you know, like when you eat, get off your phone, Bob. Just eat. When you talk, truly listen.
Yeah, you too.
Me too. And me too. I'm guilty of that. And then the last one is, peace comes when you stop pretending. So when the body starts to weaken, the masks fall off. She talks about a woman who laughed, removed her wig, and said, finally, I'm done pretending. Hmm. So authenticity can feel terrifying, but then you realize that it is your oxygen. So say what you mean. Let somebody see a version of you that is not edited.
You know, if I don't edit what I say to you, at least sometimes, I might get in big trouble.
Oh, come on. What do you mean?
Speaking for all husbands, what's on Savvy Planet right now?
Well, you know, Savvy Planet is growing into a really, really cool community of people who connect with us. They write to us about all sorts of things. And of course, they're there also for the recipes. And I just absolutely love that. And coming up in the next newsletter, I'm going to be sending out a gift guide for exactly what to get the person who's hosting any dinner, not just Thanksgiving, but any dinner that you attend. And I am going to reveal my most talked about hostess gift that I made like 10 years ago, and they're still talking about it. So be sure to join us and look out for that. And then as for the recipe, well, we have to talk about the Cuban turkey. You and I started making this delicious citrusy turkey so many years ago. It's still a winner. And now we only make it if we're hosting, but you've got to see this recipe. And also on Savvy Planet, there's this at that recipe, there's a bonus video of us making it on Savvy Planet. Bob, I have to show it to you. I ran across it last night. It is hilarious. We were at the old house and demonstrated you spritzing the turkey every half hour, and you were very good at it.
You prepared it, but I was out there at the barbecue at like 6 in the morning every hour with spritzing with the lemons and limes, but it's unbelievable. Everybody loved it, and you can get the recipe in Marianne's newsletter at savvyplanet.com. Subscribe, put a hyphen between savvy and planet, savvyplanet.com. There you go.
I'm ready. Thanks, Bob.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving corn souffle and Cuban turkey.
Yes.